Well, Ulster Unionist leader Mike Nesbitt is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, you heard what Peter Osborne had to say there. You're at Stormont. Are Stormont politicians ready to take charge of parading powers?
Well, I hope so. And I would certainly be keen to intervene. And what I would like to do, having heard the leaders of two of the main churches express the opinions they express, is to say that you have to take notice of that politically. Now, I am a politician. I'm not leading a religious organisation. I'm a unionist, and I don't care whether you're a man or a woman. I don't care whether you're a Protestant, a Catholic, whether you go to church or you don't. I believe that your future will be best served remaining as part of the United Kingdom. However, when the church leaders say what they say, as I say, you have to react. So what I want to do is make an offer today that the Ulster Unionist Party will meet the leaders of all the main churches in Northern Ireland and all the loyal orders to see if we can find a sensible way forward. When you look at what has been happening, it seems to me, Lisa, it is not anything more than a symptom of something else. And the something else is a failure, a political failure, to agree a shared future. Think about this. It is 18 years since the ceasefires. It's 14 years since the Belfast Agreement. It's even 5 years since St. Andrews, not that we think that particularly moved us forward particularly. But all these things should have created the space for us to agree a way to live together, for a shared future, for cohesion, sharing, integration, whatever way you want to dress it up, a way for everybody to get on together respectfully.
Will you talk, Mike, though, about that shared future? And Ulster Unionist Party councillors in Belfast signed that letter. Did they have your authority for signing the letter that Peter Osborne was so critical of?
Of course people on the ground have to express their sense of frustration on the ground, Lisa. But remember, I really do see this as a symptom of something else. And that is a top-level political agreement on how we move forward together with a shared future and not with a shared out future. And the leadership that inspires me is the leadership that I saw from Her Majesty the Queen in Dublin last year, where she was able to go places, do things and show respect, which were of the most remarkable nature, and offered an olive branch, offered a hand of friendship, offered the hope of a different, better way forward. And that's what the Ulster Unionist Party wants to offer to the
church, your councillors, your party councillors, Mike Nesbitt, signed that letter that Peter Osborne has described as being unfortunate and unhelpful. Did they have your permission to do that?
People have to have the right, because they're elected representatives, to express their frustration, Lisa. And Peter Osborne is a player in this. The Parades Commission is a player in this. Now, when I was elected, I said I would watch how the summer progressed before I made any particular comment about the Parades Commission.
But I have Do you agree with those councillors, though, who signed that letter?
I support their right to express their frustration with what is happening on the ground. I'm telling you that I believe it is a symptom of something much more fundamental, which is basically a political failure to agree a way forward. When the Ulster Unionist Party brought forward the Belfast Agreement in 1998, it was to create the space where we could agree how we were all going to live together, to have a shared future, not the shared out future that seems to be the intention of the DUP and of Sinn Féin.
It sounds an awful lot like yet more talking here, and still we're seeing scenes like we saw on Saturday.
Yes, but you have to talk and you have to keep on talking, and perhaps the fact that 18 years on and 14 years on, we're still at a fairly base camp level in terms of the talks, is a sign of the political failure of those who are at the centre of government at the moment. And the Ulster Unionist Party are saying, we think there is a better way forward. We think it would be relatively easy to offer people the hope that they want, that these things can finally be put behind us and we can learn to live together and to prosper together, and to look at what really matters, jobs, the education of our children, our health service and our housing. There are big, big failures in all these areas, and it is up to us, and it was part of what we tried to do 14 years ago, was to create a devolved administration that could bring local solutions, that we could have government of the people, for the people, by the people.
Do you agree with Peter Osborne that that letter was unfortunate and unhelpful?
I think you have to say to yourself, people have the right to express their frustration on the ground. I am trying now, as I've said, Lisa, to offer some talks, the church leaders, and for the loyal orders. I would be a pretty poor negotiator if I began that before I'd even met anybody face to face by giving them a public slap on the Nolan Show. Gives you a great headline, but it would kill, before it even got off the ground, the initiative which I am offering today.
Well, what's your reaction to the situation that's developing in Dungiven?
Well, again, you know, you're asking me to get into specifics, and what I'm saying to you is I want to look at all these things in the proper context, and I believe that is that they are all symptoms of the bigger failure of agreeing a shared future. And the way to do that is to start talking. I know it's frustrating for you because we are so many years on from where we created the space to do this talking, but I can't fix the past. I can only make an attempt to fix the future.
Well, we invited both the DUP and Sinn Féin to take part in the programme, but both have no one available at the moment.